From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for February 10, 2015. By all indications, Texas farmers will be planting considerably less cotton this year and more grain sorghum. Today I talked with Dr. Mark Welch, AgriLife Extension Grains Marketing Economist in College Station.
Yeah, the National Cotton Council has come out with their planting survey, and I don't have that number right in front of me, but they are estimating a reduction in cotton acres, you know, nationwide, but particularly in Texas. And I think what they're anticipating is that some of those areas where we do see perhaps a shift from particularly grain sorghum into on some previously planted you know, farms that have been planted to cotton. So there will be some opportunities there. Then as you move across other areas of the state, you know, central Texas, the coastal bend, South Texas, I think, again, grain production certainly has its place where many growers are trying to plant more corn, and they've been very successful with that the last several years. And with these, again, with these lower prices, and there are still some farm program benefits of a safety net related to the grain crops that we don't have with cotton in the current farm bill. Cotton has a loan rate and some insurance products that are available, but grain, depending on the program that you choose, there is still a safety net related to a reference price or the old target price like we used to have, and provides more of a price safety net on our grains. So there's some differences there in the management of risk around cotton production versus grain production that may play into that decision as well.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.